Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the world.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm joined by Peter Leonard.
Good morning, everyone.
And Elgin David.
Yo, what's up, Elgin David in the building?
Yeah, he is at a different level today.
Oh, Jesus.
He's like, look, he's right off his MTV spot now.
Yeah.
He's like, you know.
Here we go, man.
He asked me, he pulled up today in the studio. He's like, hey, Doug, you mind if I put my car in the garage?
Well, you know, my limo pulled up, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Dropped me off, and you know, I made him open the door, of course. And yeah, then Peter pulled up behind me.
Yeah.
I was waiting for him when he walked up.
Well,
I wanted
control?
Yeah, I wanted us to walk up together, like, you know.
Cool, man, cool.
Like two cool dudes.
Yeah.
Miami Vice, you know.
Cool.
I want to make sure you showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, welcome to the show, and you know, it is Tuesday for us in the afternoon.
Uh-huh.
But you guys are getting this dished out to you right around. You know what I'm doing now is I'm just putting it out just before lunch.
Nice.
That way, wake up late with Dougie. You know, you get to hear it around 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock in the morning.
Wherever you want to.
Right. Exactly.
I post it on my Facebook so that my friends can. You know, my friends in. You know, this show is number one in Guam. Do you know that?
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I got friends who are on the naval base at Guam, and everybody around 2 in the morning, they smoke up one of those big fucking tie sticks they still have down there. They bring in a, you know, Guam girl.
They get Guam girl?
A Guam girl, and they get a Guam job and listen to your show.
Hmm. A Guam job.
Yeah. Popper teeth that. And You are number one in Guam, man.
That's
so
awesome.
Congratulations.
That's good news.
You should go down there and actually maybe do an appearance or something.
Yeah, but much. You know? It'll be so funny to be down there, like 8 people standing in front of me like, is that George Zimmerman? Yeah, you're right. More stupid shit. Another cop fucks up.
Oh, did you see that?
Where
was that? In the Arizona or somewhere?
Milwaukee.
No, it's in the middle of the desert.
Was it desert? In the middle of the desert?
Mountains and shit. There are mountains. There are all kinds of things.
You know.
Milwaukee.
Unbelievable.
Where was it?
I don't know. It's just.
There's so many of them. It's hard to keep track.
It's like,
can't tell you Achilles without a scorecard. Get your scorecard.
It was in Tulsa.
Get your scorecard. Yeah, Oklahoma.
Tulsa,
Arizona,
Oklahoma.
They both ended in A. Sorry, I came close. Oklahoma, Arizona. See, four syllables ending in A, same thing.
You can name all the states?
Sure.
Altered? Altered? Or no would be sufficient.
Yeah, it was a man named Terrence Crutcher, and he was stopped on Friday night in the middle of the road. He stalled. His car stalled.
Right.
And the police were responding to the reports of an
abandoned car.
So
you steal a car that has no gas in it?
Too soon.
Yeah. Well, we have to find out.
Yeah.
He was fatally. The fatal shot was fired by a white female officer, Betty Shelby, who is now on paid administrative leave.
She wanted to be one of the guys. She wanted to be one of the guys. Do you blame her? What do you mean?
We don't know anything. He was just. That's the. All right. Well. Either
well,
way.
I mean, this article is huge. I don't know if you want me to go through
well,
the whole thing.
You know, no,
I mean,
just,
this is
just
yesterday's
the idea
news
of it.
By
this
now.
Is, this is the idea
but,
of it. It's
yeah,
like just
this is
stupid.
What's going on, and it's.
Yeah, see a photo of the cop. Is she young? Is she?
Yeah, you want to see here? Here she is.
She's probably got like that stupid look on her face.
Like I'm gonna be a cop.
Oh,
that's it.
Look at that big hat. She looks like she's wearing a North Korean army hat in that
yes.
photo.
Well, you know what? I kind of like her mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh man. So yeah, she's on paid leave right now, and yikes. Let's see what's gonna happen with this one.
And this was in Tulsa,
Oklahoma. Yeah.
You know, And here, I still go in my...
How are you going to have your car break down and then the cops come and kill you?
See, that now, you know, you want to hear the story, right? I'm obviously, the only problem is he's dead.
Yeah.
So the only story you're going to hear is from the cops.
Right.
So that's kind of fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know now, what I mean? Like, oh, well, he, you know, how would something just happen? You know, how would something just happen? I watched, somebody posted a video today. There was a black group. This guy walks into a gasoline station with a bullhorn and a bunch of other people. And he says, we're going to shut this bitch down. He walks up, this Indian guy, he's the only white guy in the fucking store. And he's in the middle of the like potato chip aisle.
Yeah.
And the brother looks over to him with fucking a crew behind him and a bullhorn and everything. Goes, are you the owner of this place? And he's like, no, who told you that? You know, it's like, you think that guy's going to say, yes, I'm the guy. How can I help you? You know?
Right.
And they shut down the gas station.
Really?
They just shut it down.
Are you kidding me?
Says, no motherfucker's going to come in here because somebody disrespected, like somebody said, somebody went in there and the guy probably said, get out of here. You know, there's a little whatever thing, what doesn't happen in the city.
Yeah.
You know, when there's human interaction, you know.
And this is, there's the video of the footage of them shooting this.
There
guy.
Was a helicopter that filmed the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's from the car.
Right,
but there's the video for the
there's a helicopter.
Wow.
Got the whole thing too.
Yeah,
so you watched it already? I can only
no.
See
this
of
is
it.
Me seeing it for the first time.
Really?
I'm not even looking at it. Like
it's a nice aerial shot, and then of course they go back to the right on the road from the road.
Mm-hmm. I had this on a loop at my house.
Yeah,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It is a fucked up thing. They're just. This, and
what
you know
was,
what? Some chick, a New York City cop was shot in the head the other fucking day. Some guy walked up, a chick cop got
really
right last week.
Somebody else got shot. Another cop
they're
got all, killed.
Yeah, they're killing everybody. It's just they got
to do war, man.
He was non-threatening. It didn't look like he was doing anything that deserved to be shot.
He had his hands up this time. It looks like he definitely had his hands up.
What is this all about?
Yeah, well.
I don't know.
That's just fuck. Yeah, again, like I said, take her. Well, she's young. She looks young. She doesn't have much of a pension.
Oh, man.
Yeah. She'll write a book.
You know, like, well, listen, not only get fired, but after investigation, if she's found guilty, she should stand trial for murder.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they tase him first, if anything?
That's always an interesting question.
If anything, I'm saying. I mean, I don't see the reason why they need to shoot him at all. He didn't look like he was being aggressive. He was trying to get in the car and get away. I don't know. But,
but even if you're trying to get out of the way,
don't kill him.
You're going to shoot him.
Why not?
You got a gun. He has nothing.
How do you know? Run him down.
Shoot him in the leg, maybe.
Don't even shoot him if he's one guy.
You know, in the movies when they're like, "Bah!" They shoot him in the leg, and then boom, he incapacitates him.
Every cop, every police officer in the United States should have his own Kato or Jackie Chan.
That's how you're going to, listen, there's
a lot of Asians coming into this country. It's a lot of Asian people in the world. You know, and just anybody, you know, any kung fu artist, everybody's training in mixed martial arts. You know, that could be like a new profession.
Well, maybe,
right?
maybe they should include MMA training in the police like regimen.
No, just fuck. Don't bother training these clowns.
Why not?
You just get a new you get their own force. Hey, we're like the citizen patrol, and all we do is we're there.
So just a special task force of MMA.
Just a badass, just some
black belts.
Just some anybody better than black. Anybody, it's just a badass, like people that chew glass. You know, people that you know. If you like, I used to work with some of these people. You feel their hands. It looks like a cinder block.
Talking about building up like the Suicide Squad or like the Justice League MMA badasses
in lieu of a taser. cop can have this guy. You know,
just come out of the car.
You know,
yeah,
bagel nut. Guy gets out of the
car. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He comes up. He's like, you know, I'm not going to put down this motherfucking knife. I was like, dude, put down the knife. You're going to shoot me. No, I ain't going to shoot you. Bagel knot's going to fucking rip your head off.
Bagel knot.
Now, did you guys watch any of this shit about that JonBenet Ramsey the last couple of days?
I've been seeing it, but I haven't read into it.
I haven't watched it. But
I got to tell you something, man. It is so painfully obvious that the brother killed her.
Yeah.
There's no, in my mind, I mean, just, they show
the mother and father are under question for the early stages. Are they both alive, by the way? The parents still alive?
No, the mother died.
Right.
And the father, I think, just died, too. But here's the deal.
Really?
The mother died a long time ago. The mother died of cancer, like, a long time ago. Here's the thing. They know that she wrote the book, the ransom note.
Who did?
That.
The mother
Patsy Ramsey, yeah, the mother. Because they've, listen. when your son kills your daughter, are you going to try to cover up that crime? Or are you let the 9-year-old kid go to, you know, locked up in some institution?
You just lost your daughter. Now you don't want to lose your son.
Right.
So that's that.
And you want to try to help him. Right. You know, this is, there were jealousies. A month earlier, he had cracked her in the fucking face at a golf club in the backyard. So, yeah, there was
a month earlier or a month later?
A month earlier. No, a month after she died. Yeah. No, a month earlier, man.
No, I thought you were talking about the mother.
But also, and they reenacted all this shit. They reenacted this stuff where they took they let a 9-year-old kid take a, they said the kid used a flashlight, one of those, like a flashlight, or like a long flashlight like the cops
had. The mag light.
So, yeah, the mag light.
Yeah.
And they took, and they took like a skull, put what purported to be like, you know,
He used a coconut or two, or whatever.
Oh my god!
And put hair and put a wig on it, and let some 9-year-old kid whack it in the same fucking spot. And they said it left the exact same dent, depth, crack, hole, all of it that this kid did. Now there was pineapple involved, and he wasn't eating it because of his sperm count. He was actually, she loved pineapple, little John Renee.
Yeah,
and they had come out. They had come home. The mother came home late. The father, she was sleeping. He carried her, put her in bed, and that was the end of the story. Now, they found a bowl. They both loved eating pineapple.
This brother and John Bonet. John Bonet.
Right. I see the posters in your room, too. Don't pretend you don't know her fucking name.
I don't remember her name.
So, so anyway.
Terrible.
Now, they found. Now, the kid did not eat anything. She didn't eat any pineapple. With the father, the mother, when they were out, but they came home, but they went to bed. The kid went to bed. Now, they find a bowl on the table. With the spoon in it, the milk in it. They figured the son went down to have a snack. He was eating. John Bonet came down to have a snack. And you got to see, they had this panel of, like, they had some British woman. They had an Asian guy. All these, you know, forensic scientists, right, doctors, all this shit. Like, 6 people sitting around this, you know.
Yeah, so Bonet comes so down. John like, twirling,
and they
she's
figured.
She's probably twirling, twirling a fucking baton,
right?
Baton.
Oh,
she's
my
all,
God.
She's wearing a dress.
This, oh,
she's
so
all made,
bad for her.
She's all made up. She starts to go down on the brother.
And the brother's
come on.
No, so they.
I was so into the story.
Oh, so what they figured she, so what they figured she did was. Because little girls do this, kids do this, that the brother was eating a bowl of pineapple, that she reached in, probably took a piece of pineapple, popped it in her mouth. He got fucking pissed off.
Right.
She stuck her fingers. I'd fucking hit her with a flashlight, too. You stick your fingers in my fucking pineapple.
All right.
In the middle of the night. What kind of bullshit is this?
So you think, like, you know,
so it, then they're saying, yeah, because she
he
had,
he was
like
the disgruntled sibling, the older sibling. Was
oh,
not
yeah,
getting all
he
the
was
attention.
Very jealous because
what did he do?
Were,
was he into bowling or something? What did he play, racquetball?
He liked video games. Son. Yeah. He had the, they had the Game Boys
back
then.
What did her brother do?
Atari. About
is that what?
What
he did? He was a video game guy?
Yeah, he was sitting in his room. And now...
You seem to know a lot. What do you...
Because
you
I watched this three-hour thing last night, which fascinated me, because they had, you know, film of this kid, the psychologist, police, they didn't interrogate him.
Because
never
what
really a suspect
because what
until,
I what I read was they said like they know they now know through evidence that they know who the killer is.
Well,
so was this announced on the show?
No, this is a mini series. We may find out. Like,
oh wow!
You know, they're not going to tell you. This is like the OJ trial.
So right. Wait, so but you said that he had a history of abusing her.
Yeah, he had hit her with the club, and you know
he
golf
had,
club
he
and
hit
shit,
the girl.
Chambonet.
Obviously, yeah. I thought you were talking about the mother, the original. You know,
no,
because
he
you said
the mother.
You're right. I think the ghost of I think the ghost of the mother's like coming after you.
I have a JonBenet pube in my throat. Yeah. I have a JonBenet pube.
Mrs. Bonet just sat on your face.
Yeah.
With a 1972 muff.
Wow.
You can't even breathe. Look at you.
Sad, that poor bastard, man. But the, you know, the father took it real hard, you know.
Right.
Listen, they were very wealthy people at home.
You remember the Menendez brothers?
Sure.
And I actually knew their aunt. She was one of my clients when I had an office in Pompano.
Spanish people know each other.
You know, it was like, you know, it was like, I didn't know, you know, I was in my early mid-20s at the time. And, you know, doing what I was doing. And
had they already committed the crime?
Everything was done.
They were done like 86, I think. Something
yeah,
like that.
She brought it up. Yeah, she brought it up. Like she actually brought it up to me. She said, I don't know if you know. And this,
do you know about them?
Who? The Menendez brothers?
Yeah.
They killed the parents for the insurance money.
Yep.
Hey.
Beverly Hills punks.
Yeah. Hey, what? I got an idea. Well, you know how mom's always yelling at you?
Yeah.
You know, dad's always yelling at you. Yeah.
As soon as they get off the tennis court and come in the house, we're going to kill them.
you know? Those fucking assholes.
Right.
Hold on a second. Let me answer one of my many phones I have in my beautiful room.
That's unbelievable.
It's so terrible.
Yeah. Kids, man.
Little fucking pricks.
He just wanted to get laid. Well, they're getting laid now.
What happened to them, though? Are they still alive, those kids?
They're in jail.
Yeah, they're still in jail. Are they in a joint sale?
They got married in jail?
Yeah, women. Listen, do you know the whole psychology between these broads who marry, you know, what's
famous inmates?
Yeah, look at this guy who killed his wife in what's his name, in California, the pregnant wife, Cagney and Lacey? No, what's his name? What the fuck was his name, man?
You know, Scott
Peterson.
Peterson, yeah.
Right. Scott Peterson would kill his, you know, his... And he was dating some chick. He's got a blonde girlfriend, and you know.
Yeah, well, listen.
So wait, so they get conjugal visits, right?
Sometimes, some of them do. Yeah.
Okay, because I'm depends like, where you can kill your parents, go to jail, get married, and then you still get to like get laid. That's fucked up.
Yeah,
yeah. But there's some other getting fucked in the
it's
ass.
Not every day
that you're probably getting. You know, right. Those guys. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine those.
You're
guys,
not gonna like Thursday.
There's gonna be some guys in prison that are gonna be like, hey, guess who I banged.
Oh, my God.
You know, right, one of those exactly. Menendez brothers.
No shit. Well, a little bit.
Terrible.
He's just, you know, he's chalking it up. We got on the subject, and he got all excited. He's like, I got one.
He had that one in the chamber loaded.
I just pulled
that
up.
He was waiting to pull that trigger.
No, I just popped in. Popped out. Popped
anyway. Well, that was an interesting story. Yeah, it's you know the whole thing.
No, that was
because you know
JonBenet?
Sometimes yeah. Stuff like that. You know, there's certain things that you ever find out that they never caught the person.
Right.
You know,
go 20 years. Yeah, listen, they moved the kid around. She was upstairs. She was downstairs. They schlepped the body around. It was a movement. The cops bungled the whole fucking thing. It's just unbelievable. I think there's probably a payoff too. Listen, what idiot writes a ransom note for the exact amount that's in your. In your savings account.
He happens to have
140,492.17.
It's to the penny with all that money. You know? It's to the penny with the money in the water jug.
Right, something like that. So, you know, that's how. So, you're in a panic because your fucking son just killed your daughter and you're trying to, you know, write a ransom note before the cops show up.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to put it all together unless you're a psychopath. Yeah.
And what do you think they did with the body, though?
What do you mean?
Well, they found the body. Well,
she was there. She was lying on the ground and shit. She had two strange marks on her back that looked like she was poked with something. Like, it was so funny, man. They had a cut. One of the forensic guys,
yeah,
suggested the Chinese guy, older guy, looked like fucking Fu Manchu. Maybe it come from, you know, those early day. Stun gun. So they got a volunteer cop.
Yeah.
They got stunned in the fucking same spot. Does he even leave the same mark? And of course it didn't. But the guy's fucking jumping and flying. And
oh, maybe wrong like, idea.
But,
oh,
you know, right, yeah, but the funny thing is, because that could subdue possibly. Subdue. You should have seen this guy scream. He said, you know, and the other. So the other man says, one of the British girls says, you do that to a 9-year-old girl, a 7-year-old girl, she's going to scream her bloody head off. You know, someone in the house will hear that. Right.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to go unnoticed.
Right. It was unbelievable.
Right.
So it just kept, there were so many.
Oh, my Lord.
Things, you know, listen, it was as bad as finding OJ with the glove and the blood and the smearing. And the.
And by the way, moving on to a new subject, obviously, you know, a lot of people talking about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie getting divorced.
Yeah, they're breaking up, huh? I just heard that.
There's a few different reasons people are saying.
Yeah, the big thing is that he smokes too much and parties all the time.
That's one of them.
I heard it was vaginosis.
And he had an affair with one of his co...
Marion Cotillard.
Who?
Marion Cotillard.
Would you bang her?
I wouldn't kick her out of my bed.
Yeah.
Does she look like Angelina?
No. She's, I think French or... She's cute. Not.
Yeah, she was. Dude, she's strange to Brad. Brad's like, I'm going to pass this up.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's some. He doesn't want to pass up some strange.
Right. I mean.
You know? It's not his first time, huh?
You don't think?
Listen, he was with Jennifer Aniston. And he banged in.
And you know what they say. That's what they say. You know, the same way you get them is the same way.
They fall out. You know, yeah. It's like a two-edged sword.
Yeah.
Or a two-edged Brad Pitt cock.
Yeah.
Right, you fall into it. It's yours now. You got to let it go. Someone else is going to grab it like a monkey bar.
But now he's got six kids.
Yeah.
Six or seven kids. How many kids they got?
I don't know.
You're not looking at the article?
It's a huge amount of fucking people.
They got the African. They got the current Asian. They got the...
How many of their children versus adopted children
do they have?
I think
there's three or four of their own, right?
I have no idea. I know there's Shiloh.
Yeah. One of them's going to be a transgender eventually.
You think so?
Down the road, yeah. The little boy who dresses in... You know,
that's the one, Shiloh.
I think so, yeah.
Really? Him and Will Smith's kids going to hang out?
Yeah, Will Smith's kid looks a little funny too, huh?
Listen, if those two parents, those are your parents,
yeah,
you know, well, Jada Pinkett Smith and him, yeah, his kids are going to be a little whacked.
Think so? And what about the Arquette kid who died last week?
Yeah, right?
That's sad, right?
From the wedding singer,
Arquette.
He, she, what?
Yeah.
So what?
Go ahead. Go on.
No, you said it was it's a she,
Alexis.
Yeah.
It was a he,
Alexis Arquette.
Died of AIDS.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, they announced it.
Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Bad.
Well, you know, it's all behind her. It's all behind her now.
Okay.
It's okay.
Angelina Jolie files for divorce from Brad Pitt, releases exclusive statement.
Let's hear it.
On Monday, the actress filed for divorce from Brad Pitt after 2 years. They were only married for 2 years?
Yeah, almost 3 years.
Yeah, but they were together for like 100.
Yeah, they were together.
I think their kids
were
like the whole wedding party.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They had seven.
Well, think about it. When did the movie Mr. and Mrs. Smith come out?
I think I missed that movie.
I don't know. 90-something?
The couple share six children. Maddox Jolie Pitt, 15.
That's 2005.
Asian.
Pax Jolie Pitt, 12. Zahara Jolie Pitt, 11. And Shiloh Jolie Pitt, 10. And the unknown son, Smelly Armpit.
Good one.
And the twins Knox, Jolie,
Olive, and
yeah,
and
imagine naming your kid Olive, and, you know,
and my other son, Dis Be My Pit.
Actually,
there's two twins.
The initial S.
They have 8-year-old twins, Knox and Vivian. Angelina will always do what's the best. Blah blah blah. We know she's a real humanitarian. No one ever questions anything. These people have done a lot.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah.
But listen, you know, if you had to wake up every morning to look at Angelina Jolie, and then, you know, after a while, even that, you know, you're going to be like, you know, like unless Brad Pitt turned into like Val Kilmer, got like fat and, you know,
yeah,
and undesirable, then maybe they'd still be married.
Right. But I don't know. There could be more to it than that. I heard a story that she doesn't like the way he treats the kids.
Yeah.
I heard he's a little abusive or something. What's going on with that?
The way he disciplines them, and she wants them to like be wild and free.
Well, first of all, you know.
Oh, really?
She, you know, he's trying to bang.
That's what I read. I don't know if it's true or not.
Well, where'd you read it?
I read some article on TMZ. All
right.
And I read.
Maybe it's Jet. In Jet. I guess. Did you read Jet?
Yeah.
Except they use the Spanish version. Yet.
No.
Yet.
Jet.
Yet.
It's Jet.
Yet.
It's Jet.
Get it, Elgin?
Jet. I did the
Spanish
Jet.
Jet. Yet. Write that. Somebody write that. Both in Spanish. Did you find out that joke?
Either way, it's over.
It is.
And
it's official?
Well, they're divorced.
No, they're not divorced yet.
They're filing for divorce.
Right,
papers are filed.
How many other
celebrities? And the big thing is, I guess, custody. Like you said, she's not happy with the way the kids are being treated. And that's the big thing. She wants to raise them now.
She wants full custody.
Right.
And she wants to give him only like visitation custody, but not like official, these are my kids.
Yeah, you got to bring them back by midnight.
Yeah.
It's not, you know what I mean? It's like a date. It's like being in high school and you're dating someone.
Come on, bro.
Yeah. I mean, listen. Mm. Last time I saw her, she walks around. She has that... Angelina Jolie, she has that body like a skeleton with skin, like her arms are all weird.
Thin, man, it's she's got the you know, rib
cage,
the chest plate showing. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd be I'd be all over that, like worried I'm going to break it.
Yeah, you know, she looked great. You know, 10 years, she's way too thin. She
may be
ill. She had the cancer.
Looks
you know
like,
what I mean? She
are you right, dude? I think he's looking at that picture like he's making out with it.
She could be doing him a favor.
Yeah. Well, that's what he probably did. He didn't want to leave her. He's like, what am I going to do? And, you know, he started fucking around. Like, well, where were you the other night? Well, you know, I was hanging out with the guys from Ocean's 11. And, you know, then I sent $1 million of free water to Africa.
Yeah, and going to deliver them personally.
Yeah, I had to bring each bottle myself. It took a few extra hours.
Yeah.
But I'm here now.
I'm going out for a pack of smoke, Sonny. I'll be back in out of
you
3 weeks.
You don't smoke, but you don't smoke.
Well, I do after intercourse.
Yeah, after I fuck. I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, Peter, yes. By the way, forwarded me a story, and I thought it was interesting when I heard it, but there's something that seemed a little, you know, I guess I've been in this, on the show long enough where sometimes, like, we've had fake stories get through us, but this, you know, so I thought this is got to be one of these stories, but a hippo eats a dwarf, right?
Yeah, that was for breakfast.
Right, so it was like, basically the story was that it was a circus, and there was a hippo in Thailand or something. But I said, hey, it seems a little weird. And I found out that this is like an ongoing fake story.
Now, what's the fascination of a hippo actually, you know, eating a dwarf? And was it a circus dwarf? Was it a circus hippo?
Well, here's
the wild?
Here's the story.
Is it a pygmy dwarf?
A hippopotamus,
yes,
has swallowed a dwarf in a circus accident in northern Thailand.
Oh, circus there.
A dwarf nicknamed Odd died when he bounced sideways from a trampoline, yeah, and was swallowed by a yawning hippopotamus.
Well, you know,
wait,
weird?
What was his name in your story?
Odd.
Because in my story, an Austrian circus dwarf died recently when he bounced sideways from a trampoline and was swallowed by a hippopotamus. 7,000 people watched as little Franz Datsch popped into the mouth, wee, of Hilda the hippo. Wow. It's like, it's a crazy, they keep right, changing the story.
And yours name
it's
was
the same
what?
Crap.
Odd. See, I like that better because anybody watching could have said, look, that hippo's taking an odd shit.
Yeah, or that's odd. Yeah. That guy, no, you would say, look at that hippo shit. It looks odd.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for turning my joke around.
Well, it's much better if you do
okay,
it right.
Oh, okay. Write it down quick. Write it down.
I already have it recorded. It's on the show.
Oh,
it's,
yeah.
It's my property.
Okay.
I get first dibs. Let me know when you're performing next time.
Okay.
Swallowed by, which was waiting to appear in the next act. Vets on the scene said Hilda the hippo,
this is crazy,
had a gag reflex, which, yeah, automatically caused her to,
like,
swallow.
Like my ex-wife.
Yeah.
And she didn't.
Like a lot of strippers I know.
Swallow.
The vet said it was the first time the hefty vegetarian had even eaten a circus performer. Unfortunately, the 1,000 plus spectators. There's more people in my story.
No, his was 7,000.
Oh, I thought he
was
said 700.
7,000?
No, 7,000.
Continued, yeah, to applaud.
It's a big circus tent. Go ahead.
They continued to applaud widely until common sense dictated there had been a tragic mistake. Police said the trampoline has been sent for forensic analysis.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, your story was a little more embellished than mine was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Differently, but this I have here, it says, as far as we've been able to ascertain, the Hippo Eats Dwarf story made its internet debut in 1994 when,
right,
it was posted to a news group as part of a collection of odd news accounts taken from National Lampoon magazine's True Facts. So,
yeah,
it was an old National Lampoon gag.
That's it. So,
and then,
yeah,
it people began to believe
and
it.
And someone says, oh my God, you got to see the story. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what.
That's funny.
It is funny. And, and I saw, you know, I did see that there's a Martian that actually,
yeah,
ate a giraffe the other day.
Oh, my God.
The zoo at Miami Zoo. Did you see it?
I believe it.
Zoo Miami.
Mm. I'm going to tell everybody about it.
That's crazy. Well, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, and I'm here with Peter Leonard.
Thanks for having me.
And Elgin David.
We are here.
And we'll be back with some more stories and laughter and Peter Leonard.
Don't count on it.
Well, right.
Hey, this is Lenny Travis from the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Listen every morning or Donald Trump will deport you. You homo.
And we're back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Well, I'm standing here looking at you while I'm
just a little ant music for you here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. Adam Ant, dressed like a pirate, and put a handkerchief around your ankle, and you're different. Anyway, welcome back to the show. I'm excited because I'm going to be in Vasani's tonight, Wednesday, all the way through Saturday.
You gotta try that. That bone and veal chop, man.
Dude, you've never been there. You keep bringing this thing
they
up.
They have to have it. I'm just saying it. That they,
know, you know,
they got to have a bone and veal chop.
By the way, I got one of these dinners I got to have on Monday night. Got to eat at New York Prime Steakhouse.
Ooh,
in Boca.
Who paid for that?
Goldman Sachs AXA Life Insurance Company.
Oh, wow.
It was like me and three other producers, mm-hmm. guys who are advisors. Mm. And what do you think I ordered?
The most expensive thing on the menu.
No.
Surf and turf.
No.
And a bowl of butter.
Yeah. I would have, but the butter was like $3. Yeah. No.
What'd you order?
I ordered, as an appetizer, I ordered some Oysters Rockefeller.
Oh, after the story I did on the show?
Yeah. Because I trusted...
You
New
said,
York
are they
Prime.
From the Gulf of... It doesn't matter. If they're from the Gulf of Mexico, you would
take
them.
Well, am I right, right? Like, how long...
Danger.
Like, if I was
the whole thing about the oysters?
No, what happened to the oysters?
Dude, this is like a huge thing. There's people dying from... 700 people in the last 2 years have either lost limbs or died...
From eating oysters.
The oysters out of the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh,
because
wow.
They're mislabeling, they're lying about it. They're not... These guys who lost a lot of that income for a couple of years... They're not supposed to be...
There's about 50 million that have eaten them and have nothing happen to them.
Oh, not 50 million.
Yeah. Any rate, so I had the oysters Rockefeller, and then
they're cooked, so that's okay.
Right. So thank you. I'm not that big of a dope. Okay. So then I was thinking about getting the porterhouse. My wife is hoping I was going to order the porterhouse because when I go to a dinner, like, no, it's just the guys. It's a meeting type business.
What do you
thing.
Wear like a camera thing on your head, like a Go fucking Pro?
Why would I do something that's
so
fucking
she can
stupid?
Watch you eating your dinner? I mean,
yeah, that's what
you
she say.
My
to
wife
do.
Was hoping. Yeah. You got a thing in your ear.
Listen, you just try to
order
hijack
the porterhouse. Order the porterhouse.
You're hijacking my story with the fucking.
Because I don't
want
to
talk about the fucking oysters and the
Why
bad oysters
your
out of the
wife
Gulf.
Have a concern about what you're going to order.
She doesn't have a fucking concern. I was thinking, like, you know what?
Bring the bone home for the
I'm
dog.
I'm going to eat.
Bring dog bone home for dog.
Are you going to be done with your stupid array of, you know, nonsensical old jokes?
That was funny, though.
All right.
Go ahead.
It was in 1965.
Oh, please.
So, punch the motherfucker. Just keeps him.
So you got this thing.
So I usually they get it like at the seafood platter. If you're ever at New York Prime, they give you like crab claws and lobster tail. You know, right? And jumbo shrimp and all kinds of stuff are in there.
The cherry stone clams.
We didn't get that. So I was going to order. I was going to order the big old bone-in ribeye. You know what I mean? Which is amazing. You know, I can eat part of it and bring it home to the wife. Hey, honey, look what I brought you. And, you know, I'd be a nice guy. But yeah, I wasn't going to order the porterhouse because we didn't. All I had for was the Oyster Rockefeller as an appetizer.
And you'd already eaten the Wendy's
Go Wrap.
Not on the way there, you stupid
stretch
douche.
Stretch your stomach a little
Stop
bit.
Stop trying to be funny. It's not working.
Elgin said it. I'm kidding. God.
Yeah, you're so laughing because you're sitting over like a goof. Like
so you got
like
the filet mignon.
The center cut.
48 ounce.
I think it was like 20 ounce. It could have been that big. It could have been that fucking big.
What?
The center 20? Cut of the filet.
16, 20, yeah.
Really? I don't know if it was. I don't think it was 22. I think it was 16.
Or
there was
a
small. There was a smaller one that was like. No, there was a small. I think it was
you
a smaller one
eight?
That was 8. Right.
It's petite. That's an 8.
And then there was like a 9
Sometimes
or 12.
A 6 or an 8 is a petite.
All right, and then a 9 or 12 probably.
Right.
Anyway, it was fucking amazing.
Was it really that good? How'd you order? Medium rare.
Medium rare. And I had mushrooms and you know the like
Love
that's it
beautiful
oh it was like, so good dude
no spinach you didn't get the spinach
listen you know I'm there I'm not gonna be like one of those guys that go on one of these dinners like yeah I want to buy the most expensive thing and I'm you know
I don't know but it's a side dish and it's healthy it's a vegetable you share
somebody ordered those onion rings they're huge but onion rings I'm not gonna go to New York Prime and eat onion rings
no
you know I'm gonna can we get like spinach and they had artichoke.
Oh, they had to,
you know, asparagus. Asparagus with the sauce.
Love that. Mm. Well, you leave that off. It's fat.
I don't need it. No. And I would rather have the mushrooms, and I would love some like spinach, some like maybe some sautéed spinach.
Yeah, exactly.
And I could mix with
the
mushroom.
I think they have the cream spinach.
Yeah, the cream. It's delicious too. But you know,
I try to go healthy.
I try to go healthier with the.
It's that cream, man. That's what's going to get you.
The cream's always the good shit.
It's the good shit, but it'll get you.
It's cream and butter.
Mm-hmm. But then you know, I actually did bring the wife home something because I ordered I ordered dessert. Mm. And they have something there called the butter cake, which is like butter cake, and they put ice cream with it. And it's like, that's like $20. You know, it's like the most expensive. Everybody says it's
so
awesome.
So you brought her the ice cream.
No, so
you
I
ate the cake just, and you brought it.
Yeah.
You got some with a cup of fucking soup. Yeah,
I couldn't
stop
eating the cake.
Yeah, this is the ice cream here. Uh-huh. She drank it.
Stupid fuck. And but I didn't. So what I did was I said, what'll travel well? Mm. So I got, they had a bananas, like pie, banana cream pie.
Oh,
oh my
good?
God. And the crust, like, you know, it was like cookies, like cookie dough kind of thing with the banana and the, oh my God. So I had like one or two bites and I brought the rest home for the, you know, I said, I
came home with like whipped cream all over his face.
Yeah.
No fork in the car. Didn't
I
matter.
Saved you. Yeah. You got to get the fork of you.
I brought you this butter cake. Why? Because I ate everything butter cake.
I brought you home this cookie. Why? Because I ate the other butter cake.
I ate the other one.
Hey, you're a techie guy. This is a funny story. Man sues Samsung saying the Note 7 exploded in his pants. Well, I think it was the Note 7.
Mm-hmm.
God, that was, wasn't that a while, last week or something?
They have been exploding all
no,
over the place.
They're setting fire. Somebody's
Samsung,
house burned down.
Samsung
they recalled all their, they recalled the Galaxy.
They are,
Galaxy
they're
7.
Urging people to stop using the Note 7.
Right. Somebody
said their Jeep exploded.
Yes.
Yeah.
They left the phone in the Jeep, and that was it.
Yeah.
Not that like they didn't warn you.
Yeah, apparently these things are blowing up all over the place. So, I mean, it's good news for Apple.
Yeah, Apple stock rallied on the news, by the way, of course. Yeah. I guess it's the battery and stuff like this says because the thing needs so much juice to run. Somebody was saying that about the new iPhone. They were saying that this thing needs so much memory capacity that you're going to have to upgrade your cloud if you get it. Like, if you get the new iPhone and upgrade, you're going to have to automatically upgrade your cloud storage.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, so you got to be prepared because this thing's a beast.
Well, you know what they're saying? The Rolling Stones are actually doing the commercial for that.
What's that?
The Rolling Stones are actually doing the commercial for that.
What did he say?
The Rolling Stones are actually doing the commercial for that.
Oh, the Rolling Stones.
Yes. Hey, you get off of my cloud. Did you hear that?
Took three times.
Well, he's mumbling. I don't know what the fuck happened. He couldn't shut up now. He's like in a dead mode.
That's.
It was going to blow up this way sooner or later after news emerged that Samsung had received 92 reports, 92, in the U.S. about the battery in its Galaxy 7 Note. Our phone overheating, including 26 cases involving burns. Now Reuters reports 28-year-old Jonathan Strobel of Boca Raton, Florida, has filed what may be the first lawsuit in the U.S. involving the Note 7 combustible battery.
And it's funny, he's a 15-year-old spoiled kid. He's a son of an attorney in Whisper Walk or somewhere.
Whisper Walk.
I don't know where. Some fucking expensive
and Boca place. Boca del Lago.
Yeah.
Right?
Largo, yeah.
Palm Beach Post reported that the Palm Beach Gardens Fire and Rescue described the phone as having melted inside Strobel's pants.
Wow.
The complaint says that Strobel suffered sustained, serious, and permanently bodily injuries.
Wow.
Resulting in pain and suffering, permanent impairment, disability, mental anguish, inconvenience. And he'll probably never get a boner again.
Yeah, his testicles melted into his thigh.
Yeah.
That's it. What else could possibly happen?
Where you don't put your phone in your front pocket, do you?
I put it in my back pocket.
Yeah, at least. So if you're going to burn something, burn your ass.
Right.
Oh, right? Don't burn your cock. Don't sit there in the front. What are you, nuts?
Jesus Christ. Idiot.
I mean, come on.
Well, they have the safety recall. You know, Galaxy Note 7. It's the first thing when you Google it. The ad comes up for the safety recall.
Well, they got it because now, you know, the bottom line is if this happens to anybody at this point forward, they're going to go, look, you're using it. We already announced. Don't use it. Shut it off.
Yep.
Well, first of all,
it says any devices that were issued before September 15th officially. That's, I guess, when they pulled all their shit off the shelves. If you bought it before then.
Use at your own risk.
It says power it down and immediately exchange.
They had the same warning on those oysters. In the Gulf.
Mm. Yeah? Uh-huh. Same
one. It comes with you. Open it
and
up.
They give and they give you a $25 gift card also because they got to try to, you know, put some, you know, bandage on
grease
the wound.
Grease it. Otherwise, yeah.
Yeah.
Grease it up a little bit. Here, let's take this back. Look, yeah, Apple's been like boying.
Of course. Boing. But people are still pissed about the whole earphone jack thing.
Yeah. Has anybody talked about like I need to plug in my card reader when I sell merch?
See, that's what I was thinking about, but I think it's still going to be able to be done with a attachment.
The lightning thing.
Yeah, a lightning attachment that goes from lightning to quarter inch.
But there's nothing you can plug into
that
phone.
I mean, eighth inch, quarter inch.
I got to show you this.
Peter Leonard.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of a radio show, so you want to tell me what the fuck you're doing?
Watching a video.
Oh, this is that Hillary Clinton.
Oh, what we talked about earlier?
Yeah.
Take smoking a bong.
And coughing.
Right. I've seen it.
But this is the wrong one.
Is he all right, dude?
But this is the wrong one, he says. Yeah, I want to stop the show and show you this.
Supposed to be
you
the
watch
one
it, but this is the wrong
shut
one.
Shut up. Yeah. I thought it was the one with this other thing that was this thing she drank. Oh, it's not that funny, Elgin. Smoke another joint.
Let's see how he calls people out the minute he gets like.
Yeah,
know,
yeah.
He's like, you know, he can't just like deal with it because, you know.
Just take the bomb.
Funny.
Man.
I thought it was, listen.
You know.
What do you, at least I'm not on like plenty of fish whenever, you know.
No, he's trying to get you in trouble with your girl because he's all embarrassed.
No, she doesn't.
Just deal with
show.
It. Accept the
I don't
fact
like
that
she's
his,
listening to the show. She's
there's
fucking,
a good part of the show where you said a lot. There's a good part of the show that you said a lot of funny things.
Thank you.
And then you got a little overzealous.
Can I go home now? Then
no. Then
send me home early.
Just try to be more. You know.
I am. Calm down.
Like
relax.
You know what I mean.
We'll be fine.
You're like a bad drummer, coming in with the fucking the rim shots at the wrong time.
All right.
Any rate. I'm excited about the debates. Early call, when we do the presidential debates, is coming up, what, next week or this week? Was it the 9th, 20-something, was it?
Yeah.
Who do you think's going to, who's your call right out of the gate? Who's gonna take the first one down?
Who's going to win the debates?
Yeah. Hillary or fucking Trump?
I think it's going to be more fun to watch what Trump does during the debates. Because it's so funny to watch him. It's like watching a train wreck or a car crash or you know what I mean. Like
he's been sticking to script. He's been having his head down and
just
reading
so
from the agenda.
Mm. No way, really.
Yeah, I mean, the last couple times I've seen him speak, he was keeping it pretty much.
But have they been head to head in that?
No, there hasn't been a debate yet. But at this debate, it's definitely gonna be hilarious. And a good build up of that was when I got to see a little bit of the CEO of Wells Fargo. Sit there in the committee, banking committee, financial committee, whatever it was, all the drilling Warren. Oh, I hate that woman. Boy, I loved her when she was drilling that fucking guy.
You're loving this Wells Fargo thing.
You know, I hate that fucking
company.
I know. And then, you know, the great company, big company, solid
bastards.
Company, been around forever. But, you know, she was great. She basically looked at her and goes, you know, okay, you guys fired 20,000 of whatever, how many fucking employees that were actually making $15 an hour working on your fucking branches, you know, peddling this shit, just trying to keep up with the ridiculous quotas that you do to bonus so they can make a fair share and actually make a little bit of living after all the deductions come out of their fucking accounts, right? Make them jump through fucking hoops like trained donkeys or, you know what I mean? And, you know, like, hey, you can get a bonus there, Bill, as long as you reach 99% of these five goals over the next 3 months.
Wow.
And then you bust your ass, you go every day to meetings and your fucking conference calls and you go stand in out on some fucking in 95 degree weather outside of a Kmart just saying, hey, you want to open up a checking account? You know, you're standing out there doing this kind of shit, all finding out, you know, that, you know, this cocksucker, the CEO of the company, you know, has a $1,000 handkerchief and he's got a multi-million dollar bonus all while these so-called reported new accounts were open. And you got accepted as the big fucking cheese. You get billions of dollars in bonuses because of the hard work and sweat of these fucking people. Now they're all fired. That's like the low person on the totem pole. Like, fuck them. We'll show what we're doing. We're just going to fire the motherfuckers. Meanwhile, they're just people trying to make ends meet through your fucking system. How do I feel about Wells Fargo?
That was the rant of the century.
I think they got to go back into the stagecoach business. I think there's going to be there's going to be a big listen as the gas prices.
They're going to piss off all the rickshaw guys.
Right, exactly.
we're going to take on the rickshaw business.
No, the guys at the stadium. You know, when you park at the stadium, like way out, they've got the guys with those bicycles. They fucking schlep you.
Have a Wells Fargo fucking
have a stagecoach.
Buggy.
A guy with a shotgun sitting on top. Right? Right? Again, well,
they're going too fast.
Yeah. They have to be a little more subtle. You're not in a hurry unless you're
like
late.
That. Just.
Yeah. Peter just likes making that
I like
stupid
enjoying
noise.
Making that
it sounds
noise.
Pretty good, though.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, it's pretty.
That's because Peter's clit's in
the
back of his throat.
Do you have any carrots?
No, I don't have any carrots. What do I look like? Bugs
Bunny?
I'm getting
ugly. Well, no. Apples?
All right. I don't know. Enough, please. Okay, so...
what happened?
I don't know. What were we talking about?
I don't know. We were just sound effecting it. Yeah. Talking about Wells Fargo.
Yeah, so it was great watching this guy. And you know, it's funny because he's sitting there with that fucking smug on his face. You got to watch it. He's sitting there and people are just drilling the guy. I love it because when she was asking the questions and just drilling the guy and saying, he started blinking like you know what I mean? He couldn't stop blinking and he was trying to keep his smile and blink because it was, you know, it was hitting so hard. You know what I mean?
I watched the best show this morning.
Yeah.
And you know Chris Hansen.
Right. Yeah.
He's back.
The cock blocker.
He's back with a new
That's good.
Thing called Hansen versus Predator. It's fucking, you want to talk about seeing somebody sweat?
First of all, he looks like a fucking mannequin, doesn't he? There's something so odd looking about
Bill,
that guy. He's so fucking
skinny. No, I just think it, but it's so fun. No, not anymore.
Oh, no?
No, he's not as thin as he was in the original series.
Yeah, I think he got
he's
rich.
He's had some time off.
He can afford to eat.
Yeah.
it's called syndication, bitch.
Yeah.
But, man, you want to talk about seeing a guy sweat and sitting in the hot seat?
Yeah. So what is this? So it's almost, all right, so
it's exactly the same concept as Catch a Predator. But Catch. I guess they couldn't use that name for
So the same idea. Reasons. Guys that go, they'll drive 5 hours to go bang a teenage chick.
They're online looking for girls. Wow. But man, there's new episodes because I was a fan of the old show.
Yeah.
But it's hilarious to watch these guys try to deny everything they were talking about. And he's sitting there with the transcript of the conversations.
Right. Yeah. And you had a condom on already. You're carrying a teddy bear.
Yeah.
And. You know,
what's the strap-on dildo for?
Right,
but the guy was so creepy. He was calling her on the phone. Hey, baby.
How old was he?
He's 40. Oh. He told Chris Hansen he was 30.
Right.
Yeah.
Chris already knew he was 40.
Right.
So you know, he called him on his bullshit. But like, guy sitting in the chair, he's dry as a bone, and then literally
in somebody's house,
you see him. Yeah, you see the sweat just start to build and build and build, and then all of a sudden he's just like. So flustered.
I want to see one of these guys pull a gun out and shoot fucking Chris. Yeah, you know what I mean?
This guy's creepy looking,
too. Didn't that happen somewhere? Somebody tried to get away and the old Catch a Predator. Some guy, the police had to take him down outside.
Oh, well, they do that a lot of the times. Yeah. The guys try to run and the police are waiting.
Yeah. They're all outside.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine?
They used to have him in the little gully suits, like dressed up with like they look like bushes. They would jump out and catch the guys, scare the shit out of him, first of all.
All of a sudden, the guy runs out of the guy runs out of the kitchen. He's like, I hope the cameraman's not fast. Right. And he goes walking out of the front door and he sees a fucking SWAT team.
And they have to change him in the SWAT car.
Oh my god!
Shit, it is got to be one of the most like funny, incredible moments when somebody's completely caught in that moment. Like, because 1 minute they think they're going to have the greatest fucking day of their life,
right?
They're thinking, "Fuck, I'm here." This is, you know, a guy. You know, he's thinking, and then all of a sudden, here comes Chris Hansen.
Boom! But it's a double whammy, and I love that about the show because then he goes. After he says, we're Dateline NBC, blah, blah, we're here with the thing. He's like, you're free to leave. So you always tell him, exit right there, that door.
Right.
So immediately they think, oh, God, thank God. You know, they have that moment of silence. Right. And then when the fucking cops jump out of the garbage cans,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the best. You get to see it twice in one episode.
Yeah.
It's the best show.
It's a two-for-one special.
Can you imagine your heart? Your heart. And then you walk in, the guy lets you go, oh, thank God. And you start to calm down, and then all of a sudden, I guess it's a lot like, I don't know, playing tennis, maybe. You start, who knows?
I don't know if it's good fucking being a pervert compared
imagine
to tennis.
Imagine having a heart attack. Here's a guy who
there
has
are balls involved.
There's a lot of handling
here's
of furry balls.
Here's a guy who actually has a heart attack.
And making a lot of racket.
Would that be riot, man?
Wow.
The guy has a stroke and fucking...
Nuts. Any rate...
That's insane.
That is funny. But it is the funniest thing to watch somebody. Like, to me...
They caught a rabbi.
When somebody...
He caught a rabbi.
Yeah.
And that guy flipped. He went, like, reached for the script from Chris Hansen's hand, and you saw him kind of go...
that was going to change something.
He raged. Oh, you're going to change subject? All right, go ahead.
No, I'm saying. Oh. Like, the guy's going to grab the with the, yeah, what he's reading.
Like, we can't print.
Like, that's the only copy.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah. PA, bring me another. Yeah, can we print another one out?
Right. It's wallpaper.
He starts ripping it up and lighting it on fire.
And right. Just, and a producer Hansen just hands him another one.
For free transcripts of the show.
Send, right. Send your self-addressed stamped envelope to the P.O. Box.
Right. In Butane, Michigan. Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, that is the funniest thing when you catch people. You know, it's like in real life. You know, that's happened where somebody's been fucking bullshitting you or something like that. And, mm-hmm. and you know they're wrong. You know, you're like, hey, man, you know, like, well, you know, just fess up.
Right.
You know, that's the thing.
Friend,
you know,
this guy lies. The wife will tell you their story. And then the guy will say, oh, we went to the track. We won $300 at Gulfstream today. And the wife will tell the other neighbor, I lost $30 at the track today. Well, which was it? Did you win 300? You lost 30.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to brag about losing 30. So you lost fucking $30. What do you fucking have to tell? You know?
Why would you even bother trying to figure out what some right. fucking dumbass?
If you lost 3,000, you know.
I was having a conversation recently with somebody. He's talking about it was really weird at this dinner, and this other broker dude, he's sitting there like with a fork in his hand, and as he was talking, he was like. Oh. You like had that gesture, like he would point the fucking fork at
oh,
you and
I hate
shit.
That.
And then you know, then he had the knife because he had steak. No, he had the lamb chop. Look amazing, by the way. Mm. They had the big
this
lamb.
The fucking guy
is taking the knife and he's talking. He's pointing at fucking people. And I'm looking at it. I'm looking at other people's like. Is anybody else thinking this is like fucking weird? The guy's yeah. swinging around silverware like he's right. Zorro or something. Right, what right. the fuck are you doing?
Slashing prices tonight.
You know what I'm saying? I was gonna say, look like fucking Harry Potter.
Right.
I was gonna grab my straw and start like you know like fucking.
Had
you
shaved?
Know.
He's like conducting.
Huh? Had you shaved? Was he trying to maybe just shave you a little bit?
I don't know. Maybe that's what it is. He was trying to shave me.
I don't know.
I did man groom this week though, so I'm happy. Feeling good. I'm feeling.
Yeah, I heard the weed whacker as we were pulling.
Yeah,
up.
Weed whacker was the chainsaw. I got to figure out a way to get up the crack of my ass. I need right. the chainsaw.
Ugh.
Dude, it's so much cooler. You know, I yeah. mean, it's like,
you're so much lighter.
It's breezier.
You know what I mean? I got
his wife like, is making a sweater.
Yeah,
yeah, out of the yeah. The leftovers.
No, what do you think you're sitting on that new cushion on that chair?
I noticed it was a little softer.
Exactly, it's got a little.
Got a little more bounce
it's got
a little, to
it. Yeah, it's got exactly. There's a bit of more resistance.
Yeah,
you have no idea what you were talking about though.
Yeah. Hey, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm
what
here with
you
Peter Leonard.
About? We saw it. You had a story you were talking about.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you were. You were talking about something.
What?
Remember? Both of you are just so gone. Okay, good.
All right. Anyway, we're going to come back with Straight from the Headlines right after this.
Hey, what's up? It's Elgin David, and you're listening to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show right here on, what are you, on a computer, laptop, iPhone? I don't know. Keep listening.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. Welcome back. So Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about news from around the world and make fun of it. Really fucked that up yesterday.
How come?
I read it and I said, we're talking about from around the world and news and fun, and whatever. I just scrabbled it up.
It happens.
Yes, it does.
It's a podcast, man. It's not a national broadcast.
And again, it's not your first language.
I was on the Rob Saul show on Monday night. I called in. I was supposed to Skype in.
Yeah.
And you say it's like the 18th time you told that joke in the last 4 months. So,
but there's new listeners every day.
I don't know. But you're looking at Elgin for a response.
Well, because he's about to burst out laughing.
Yeah, he's about to burst out laughing. He's looking at you like, what the fuck? He tells that joke like every 2 weeks.
But it's still funny. But listen, you have new listeners all the time.
Part of that makes it funny too.
Yeah,
that he still thinks it's new every time. That's it's that part of
that. What you need to do is learn about radio, which is that some people don't listen to your bullshit show for an hour and a half at a shot. So if you say something in the first 20 minutes of a show, somebody might not have heard it if they tune in for the last hour of the show. So you've always
that's what you're hoping for with your jokes. You're hoping
no.
It's like that's
on the air for 29 years.
But I'm saying
they teach you in broadcasting school is that don't assume that your audience listens to the whole show.
But then also they don't say use the same fucking joke every 2 weeks. I'm sure that's not in the criteria of the American Broadcast Network or you know.
Well, listen, master the English language and I'll drop the joke completely.
Okay. I think speaking of repetition, I think we've discussed this similar story to this within the last 12 to 18 months. But Philadelphia Transit Agency to test urine repelling paint.
How are they going to test it?
We had a story.
Can you come here and piss
hey, everybody, we got two six packs of Michelob.
It comes flying back in your face. Everybody wants to get pissed and repelled back at them.
Hans, well, put your face down there.
I read about a paint like this, and the reason why they want to deter people from peeing in certain areas. So by painting these walls and these areas with this special paint, it'll splash back on you
everywhere, like your shoes,
and make people not want to piss in these in places like homeless people walk like next to buildings, business areas.
Right.
So
highly trafficked. Areas.
Well, yeah. Now, what color paint will they use when they want you to pee somewhere?
I don't know.
Yellow.
Let's put those little things in that, like you put in the urinals, the cakes. What are they called? Uh-huh. Urinal cakes.
Yeah.
Like Philadelphia. In Philadelphia, the city's main transit agency plans to try urine repelling paint to combat the smells and complaints about the cleanliness.
Hmm.
The Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority will run a trial this fall of a product called Ultra Every Day. Or Every Dry, a surface coating that makes urine spray back on the offender. Take that.
That's funny.
I think it was a German company that put it together. Where I remember
what if it's not your urine?
Would it have that?
I don't know. You get splashed with somebody else's urine. Two guys
standing
next to each other.
Leonard.
No, two guys. I'm saying
this. What if it's not your urine? What if it's confetti?
No, urine. Listen, Elgin and I are taking a leak next to each other against the building.
Okay? So you're both getting your fucking...
Now, I'm about to start. He takes his... Slung out. It takes him much longer than me. And he starts pissing and it splashes me. Now, can I sue him, the wall, the company? I haven't peed yet.
No, you're fucked.
Done.
When you're pissed on. Just because your homo ass is getting that close to him that you want to see his dick and you get piss all
about
over
you.
Yeah, you can get as pissed off as you want, but you're still pissed on.
Now, what about you with your...
No one heard that joke in the last 2 weeks.
What about
you know what? You can tell that joke again if you want.
What about your fancy fucking suede shoes when you get those splashes on them?
By the way, I'm disappointed. I tried to get a new pair of my Ox Bloods.
Why?
You know, I could probably get mine clean. Somebody said, can I get suede shoes clean? Okay.
For sure.
I'm going to get that done. But I went back to my my resource online for the shoes.
Being against the wall?
And they don't have the Ox Bloods anymore. They don't have that color. They have my purple ones. But they don't have the Ox Blood, so...
Well, you know why?
I don't know. There's a disc... Because
the other Puerto Rican who bought the other ass pair died.
He died, yeah.
They figured you weren't going to buy another pair.
Yeah.
Because you're Spanish.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's a good idea.
Me too.
Right? Because, sometimes you got to go, you know, and you could take advantage of that. Yeah, if I got to really piss, I'm gonna go somewhere where I'm hopefully not, no one's gonna be just hanging out eating like a gyro, and they gotta smell piss.
Yeah. Or pee on a tree.
I got news for you, and I hate to admit this, but I have been peeing outside a lot lately.
Really?
Why don't you pay your rent, Peter?
Yeah, I should.
You need a little help? What's going on?
No, what's going on is ever since I had the prostate surgery, 10 years ago, and there's no filter now. When I have to pee, I've got to pee, man. I've got to really go.
Right.
So sometimes you just no holding back, and sometimes I'll be able to. I'm in a park. I'll go somewhere.
You're talking about 5 to 10 seconds lead time.
No, 30 seconds, 45 seconds.
Yeah,
I could get into a Publix or run into a restaurant. And
Publix can be a long walk. Sometimes you find out, usually the bathroom's in the front.
Yeah.
And sometimes you walk in, they find out, no, it's back behind the deli. You're fuck.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, and you got to walk through the produce, the cold frozen section aisle.
No, that's
trying to hold in a piss.
Home Depot's the worst with the bathroom. Home Depot's
far in the back where the tiles are, all the way in the back.
They want you to walk through the whole store to see what you can buy on the way back through.
You might as well just run the length of a football field.
It's terrible. God,
so it is bad.
Piss. Well, that's one thing about being on the road. It's always interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You're just hoping that when you don't got to take a shit. You try. That's why you don't really. When you're going to be in the car for a while, you try to.
Yeah,
you don't have to stop somewhere, and you're like, oh, I've walked into some places, like mm-hmm. the smell, you just got to walk right out.
Mm.
Here's a story.
Sometimes you got to go, though.
Here's a story. Drug suspect tried to dissolve heroin by urinating.
It's a lot of urine stories today.
Yeah, well, I figured I'd pull this up while you were talking about...
Now, what happened?
You know,
they tried to dissolve, instead of using water to put in the spoon, they peed in it?
you know, when you think about it, you think the guy's like the cops at the door. We're coming in. The guy figures he gets his bag and pisses in it or something. But,
oh, I don't know. We'll see.
Scranton, Pennsylvania. Police say a Pennsylvania drug suspect was all wet when he urinated in his pants in the hope that it would dissolve the heroin and cocaine in his pocket.
Oh, what an idiot.
The Scranton Times Tribune says 42-year-old Wesley Autry sold heroin Tuesday during an undercover sting in Scranton. When police tried to arrest him afterward, they say he struggled and had to be subdued with a stun gun. At least they used one then.
There you go.
But I still think every cop should get their own Jackie Chan.
Oh, they stunned the piss out of him. He didn't. He wasn't pissed at all. Right. Anything. He's afterwards. He goes, "Oh yeah, I did that on purpose. So I get the fucking piss off me. I get dissolve my heroin.
My heroin.
Police say Autry then began urinating in his pants in an attempt to dissolve the drugs.
Yeah, sure. After he's stunned. He didn't and have he shit, too, because he had something in his back pocket also. Yeah, diarrhea. He's trying to get this. He had some in his back pocket.
Police say he was unsuccessful, and they found 5 small bags of heroin, 4 small bags of cocaine,
and a partridge.
And a partridge and a pear tree.
And a wet partridge.
Try not to talk over my fucking jokes.
I'm sorry.
Peter.
That was wild, man.
Online court records don't list any attorney for him. They never do in stories like this. Right?
Be embarrassed.
New York Museum invites viewers to use 18-karat gold toilet.
What?
Should have given it to that guy in the last story.
What?
Should have given it to the guy in the last story.
Well, if you're going to sit on a real nice toilet, you don't want some sloppy schmuck going up there.
You're going to throw this fucking...
So it's solid gold?
Yeah.
Or just plated?
Want to see it?
Yes. Wow.
I wonder what it weighs. How much they say it's worth?
A New York City museum is offering visitors a chance to sit on a golden throne, but only in private, as part of the America of His America exhibit at the Solomon R. Guggenheim Museum. Italian artist Maurizio... El Pupu. I'm only kidding. Catalan replaced the toilet in the museum's 4th floor restroom with a fully functional replica cast in 18-karat gold. Mm. Viewers are invited to use the solid gold toilet just as they would any other toilet.
Is it in the men's room or the women's room?
Well, there's a bunch of transgenders going out there. Hey, can we use it or not?
Right. I wonder whose bathroom it's in.
Viewers are invited to use the solid gold toilet just as they would any other. And, of course, it's the first piece Catalan has exhibited since his 2011 retrospective at the Guggenheim. Huh. It opens on Friday. The museum says on its website that the exhibit, quote, offers a wink to the excesses of the art market, but also evokes the American dream of opportunity for all. Hmm. In other words, it's something as simple as taking a shit on a golden throne. Do you think it would be that much better of a shit?
You got to, if you have it.
I don't know. Would it feel different?
I don't.
Would you prepare for this shit? Like, if you're going to take a shit on a golden throne, you'd say, you know what? I'm going to go eat a porterhouse. I'm going to get a real, you know what I mean?
Going to Chipotle.
Lobster or something.
I want to be sitting there loading. I want to be dropping bombs, you know what I mean, to this toilet.
Listen, when you can afford a solid gold toilet, man, you got to be flush.
You were thinking about that for a while. That's why you weren't even paying attention to my jokes. You want me to laugh at your jokes. You're too busy trying.
Royal flush.
Yeah, that's right. King. There you go. If you're going to go big.
That's fucked up. You know, there's people who have that shit in their houses, though. You know.
That type of extravagance?
Sure. And the sinks and stuff, gold fixtures.
Yeah. It's a little gaudy.
I've seen it in Boca, man. Ugh.
Right. A little
very
gaudy.
Wealthy people.
You know what I mean? Big, yep. like really colorful, like, what's that called? The
Sistine Chapel?
No, the the baseboards and stuff, but they have the
crown moldings.
Jesus,
and, like, real ooh, look at this, fuck, you know.
Right.
I gotta have crown moldings.
No, I have to show. Listen, I need to tell you how much money I have. So what, you can rob me? Come back and tell somebody. And
it's always people that don't have money that usually feel this way. Just want to let you know, right. Because sometimes you got to live both. You got to have. I had money, a lot more money, and I used to. You know, it'd be nice to get a nice watch or a car. That was where I went with it. But I'm like, nah, fuck. I want a decent car.
Right.
You know what I mean? I want to be a little more incognito. I want to be that guy.
Right.
Of course. The loudest one in the room is always...
It's the one that gets stomped.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. A man accused of mailing dead animals to school. Job winner. Brownstone, Indiana. A southern Indiana man passed over for a coaching and teaching position.
Mm-hmm.
Allegedly mailed 4 dead skunks and a dead raccoon to the successful applicant. Let's call him Mr. Bitter. The court documents say Travis Terrence, 40, of the West Bagdon Springs, was charged Tuesday in Jackson Circuit Court with 2 counts of stalking, intimidation, and criminal mischief. He was being held without bond.
What about animal cruelty? Where do you get the skunks from?
Yeah, what about that?
Where do you get the skunks from? Man?
Yeah, skunks are hard to find, I'd imagine.
You can't go to the store and buy one.
When's the last time you saw a skunk?
Well, I've never seen a skunk.
Pet supermarket, you can.
I smelled some skunk recently.
Pet supermarket.
Yeah, they got skunks, and you can't buy a
skunk. There's some places you can buy.
They've taken out their descent thing, though.
Mm-hmm, but
what is that, desensitized?
Nice.
I don't know. What am I, a veterinarian?
I don't fart anymore.
Yeah.
Poor bastards.
Terrence began harassing the successful applicant because he was chosen over Terrence for a basketball coaching position and the 4th grade teaching job at Springs Valley School Corp in French Lick. How would you like to work at a school that's called in French Lick?
All the girls there are happy about it.
Investigators also believe that Terrence placed 4 phone calls to the Indiana Department of Child Services making claims that the teacher was having sex with an underage student.
Final exam's oral. French Lick.
Letters alleging a sexual relationship with an underage student also were sent both teacher, coach, and his fiancée at their jobs. Boy, this guy really got busy trying to fuck with this guy.
Yeah.
Listen,
unemployment checks.
If you ever really want to fuck with somebody, what would be a way to do it?
If I wanted to fuck with somebody?
Yeah, like if you're going to go through all this trouble, you really want to really fuck with somebody.
I don't know.
You would never do it because that's not right?
Yeah.
But if you really want to think of something, be creative, all of a sudden you have to think of a way or at least advise someone else how to fuck with somebody, how would you do it?
I don't know. Hack their Facebook.
Me next.
Yeah, look at him. He can't wait.
Me next.
He's bringing out a book.
You could mail the panties back to her husband, the eye doctor.
Yeah.
His office, yeah. That works.
Yeah. They always say it's much better to wait several years later.
Mm. Of course. That's
the first thing of any type of, they will let people think, just like the guy who's walking out of the house.
I don't think they got away with it.
After eating cookies with Chris Hansen. you let time go by a little bit where the guy starts thinking, hey, this ain't so bad.
Let him get in his car.
Yeah, I hope not too many people watch CBS.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Watch Nightline.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the first things. Mm. And the second thing is you always like the Goblin says in Spider-Man, you got to really go for the heart.
You do?
Yeah.
I never saw that.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man. You got to attack his heart. Mm. Yeah. And that's it. It's that could break your fucking leg.
No.
You're going to be screaming. You're like, and then you're gonna probably get laid because you got a cast. You know what I mean? The girls are going to feel bad. Like, oh, look at Peter. Let's help him to the car. So it may be a good thing.
We're going to get a fake kiss.
Tonight.
Yeah.
I have one.
Wasn't that a TV show, by the way, where somebody did that? They acted like they had a fucking broken arm or leg. And like, oh,
you know what we used to do? I swear to God, as a kid, we were in Central Park one day. We found these crutches. Somebody had thrown a pair of crutches away. So we took turns. We're walking through the park, me and my friend, with crutches. We walk up and say, do you know what time it is, please? And you say, yeah, it's 4:30. 4:30! Drop the crutches and fucking bolt, which is like,
that's hilarious. It's a miracle.
It's really, yeah. Oh my God, it was so funny.
That's hilarious.
I can honestly tell you, I think it was in middle school that I took ace bandage around my arm or something or my wrist, so girls to feel bad for me.
Oh,
I tried it,
and you told them it hurt your hand. How?
Yeah, I had cut my hand up my ass,
but they knew the real reason.
Yeah, I was jerking off too much. I couldn't stop jerking off. My wrist is hurting. Can you help
say
me with
to
that?
Listen, honey, all I could think about is you, and I hurt my wrist behind the whole thing. So yeah. that's how you get it.
I was a real romantic in middle school.
So in love with you.
Right? Mm-hmm. Elephant tramples tourist to death in Malindi.
Mm.
Didn't say anything about a dwarf being eaten by a hippo.
Right.
You think we should check the story?
Yeah, maybe we should.
Right? You on it there, Elgin?
Yep. Right,
Elgin's like our,
the fact checker.
Elephant tramples tourist to death at Tsavo National Park. That's Tsavo. An Italian tourist was trampled to death by an elephant on Sunday while taking pictures of the animal at Swara Camp. and Kahlua Ranch within the Tsavo National Park. Police said Fernando Mokoloka, 66, was spotted, spotted the elephant at a watering point a few meters from camp and curiously moved closer to take pictures when the animal attacked him.
Oh, no.
Fernando was with his wife when the incident happened.
Everybody knows you don't take pictures of an animal while they're having a bowl of spaghetti.
Well, listen, to an animal, you put up a camera, he's like, what the fuck, that thing, that guy's going to shoot me.
Yeah, I didn't sign a release for this. Yeah. You're getting stomped.
Wow.
He later sneaked out of his room without taking his breakfast at around 10 a.m. and went looking for the elephant. Fernando started capturing photos of the jumbo, oblivious to the fact that he had moved too close. The agitated jumbo charged at Fernando as other guests watched in disbelief. And a couple people laughed. Malindi police boss Muchangi Mutava said the tourist succumbed to his injuries while undergoing treatment in the Malindi hospital, where all the doctors couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, I think this one's real. And, you know, when he got stomped by the elephant, they told him, you Dumbo.
Oh, Jesus.
Hey, yeah, I'm learning from you, Peter.
You know how they took him to the, now oh they, my God, don't now they took him to the hospital?
Wow.
In the trunk.
Oh, yeah? Actually, you know what? It happened right after Tusk.
Not bad. Very cute, man. Tusk.
Here's another story. Officials discover escape hatch at an Oklahoma halfway house. Listen, we may not be good at staying away from drugs or getting out of trouble, but we definitely could be resourceful and getting the fuck out of here.
It's like Hogan's Heroes?
Yeah. They had a radio.
Do you watch that shit at night at 10 o'clock?
I haven't seen
it.
You know what? I haven't seen that in so long. I wouldn't mind pulling that up.
It's on WE TV at night. Yeah. You can watch that shit at 10 to, it's two episodes, 10 to 11.
Actually. Really? Did you ever see Hogan's Heroes?
Nope.
You have to watch some episodes. Richard Dawd, little French guy.
LeBeau. You got Robert, Bob
Drake. What's his name?
No, you know, and it's the wild thing about him. He had some heavy sex parties and shit.
Yeah,
and
he was a fucking wild man.
Oh, yeah.
He was Hogan.
Yeah.
He was a badass.
Yeah.
He led the troop, Hogan's Heroes. Officials discover they have an escape route in Oklahoma City. Oklahoma prison officials say officers discovered a false wall with an escape hatch.
Oh, shit.
Inside a halfway house that holds prisoners who are nearing the end of their sentences. The Oklahoma Department of Correction said Friday that the officers found the false wall while searching for contraband at the Center Point halfway house in Oklahoma City.
Hmm.
Officials say inmates removed drywall to create a pathway outside and concealed it with a false wall. The department says inmates would check in with security, then sneak out, much like high schoolers did.
Hmm.
Corrections Director Joe Alba says the department will investigate security measures and probably get some putty and some fucking caulking.
Here's a guy. Here's a couple of guys who walk in from there. Now, you guys don't know halfway houses. Halfway houses where you go in the morning, let's go after work. They're integrating you back to society. You have to have a job. You go there. You go to your job. You come back. You check back in. You're locked in for the night till the next morning when you go back out.
Oh.
Now, how do you just walk in from your job in the afternoon carrying big sheets of drywall and a couple of hammers and some...
Took it out of some other part of the house.
You think so?
Yeah, I would think. Officials also seized 18 cell phones, 87 phone chargers, 39 syringes, marijuana, and methamphetamine.
What?
Sure, man.
That's a lot of shit.
Doesn't sound like a halfway house to me. Sounds like it's pretty full.
Yeah.
Right?
Now,
that's a major bust.
Yeah, listen, they have that plus more in prisons that are top security.
Well,
hundreds of cell phones. There's fucking
that's usually
drugs
the guards
everywhere.
That make those deals.
Yeah, the guards
prison, guards know how to make money.
And people's wives bring their stuff in. Did you see Goodfellas?
There's so many different ways.
Now they have drones. They have drones doing it.
Let her bring it in. Let her bring you this shit.
Yeah.
Let her smuggle in your drugs.
Yeah.
Anyway, by the way, I thought that was something from Good Times for a minute there. That was pretty good.
Really?
Yeah, it was,
it was kind of
it was a good attempt.
Well,
give it to him.
No, she's good, man. Lorraine Bracco, good actress. I want to congratulate Julia Louise Dreyfus for her fucking sixth Emmy the other night.
Yeah, Veep for Veep.
Yep, beating Mary Tyler Moore and whomever else. You know, she's now the she's got the most Emmys.
Yeah. Good for her. History.
Yep.
Well, congrats to Louis Anderson won a Grammy.
That's right. His first Emmy. His first Emmy. Louis Anderson. Mm-hmm. Congrats. Mm-hmm. Nice to see a guy like that.
Yeah. You know, Julia. She's great though. She's, if you figure how many series this girl's been in, Seinfeld, 10 years.
Right.
She was in that. You know, the
one sitcom that was kind of sucked.
But she got an Emmy for that too. And then she's been in this Veep thing forever. So.
Yeah.
Whatever.
My wife used to watch that show where she was like divorced and she lives with her brother.
The brother. The kid.
What was
like
it called?
The brother was like a weird gay. Wanted to sleep with his sister.
New Christine.
The Adventures of New Christine.
And her ex-husband's the guy from S.H.I.E.L.D. The guy who's in like the Avengers, the bald guy, the main S.H.I.E.L.D. guy.
Terrible comedic actor, by the way.
No, he's awful. I think he's pretty good.
Who are you talking about?
You know the Avengers.
Yes.
You remember the guy who gets shot? And killed that the bald S.H.I.E.L.D. guy
below. He's
got kind of bald.
I don't know.
He's also in the original Iron Man. Okay. He tries to get whatever.
I know who you're talking about.
Character actor.
I don't know his name.
Right. He's a character actor. Anyway, great way to end the show, by the way. That's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Oh, man.
And by the way, you guys, John Levine was his last day for yesterday. He's moving to Atlanta.
Yeah, the parties went tonight.
Yeah. And
he's going away parties.
He's having a get together.
Party. The one we're throwing. You didn't get it. I said
That's why you wonder. Nobody wants to be a co-host. Poor Eldridge is the only guy who'll sit in with you. So we have Talia, who's our co-host on Tuesdays. So we're going to be looking over some folks to come in and sit on with Talia, stuff like that. So stay tuned for that. And I think we're not going to have a show tomorrow. Again, I'm going to be at Vasani's in Port Charlotte, Florida, opening. Doing a little guest appearance along with Cisco, our good friend Cisco, and Carlos Mencia.
And Ebert there.
Very cool.
Going to be a great show. I'm excited about that. Thursday through Saturday, I'll be at Vasani's with Frankie Paul. And don't forget, guys, next week, Tuesday, I'm going to be in Chicago. It's the Florida Boys doing a show at the Whip Theater. Matt Ballack's going to be the host. And Larry Fulford is our feature performer out of Orlando, now recently living in Chicago. And I'll be your headliner at the Whip Theater. Go to their website for tickets. And then, of course, I'm going to be at the Mississippi Moon Bar in Diamond Joe Casino in Dubuque, Iowa on Wednesday next week. And then Thursday through Saturday, I'll be at Penguins in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more. Follow me on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and the show at Wake Up Dougie. How about you, Elgin?
Me? Follow me at Elgin David Comic.
There you go. Peter?
Bring me an ear of corn from Iowa. And you can follow me at the Food for Thought Radio Show on Facebook.
Had a good time this weekend, by the way.
You were great. It was a lot of fun, man.
I didn't curse.
Great rest.
I didn't say the fuck or anything.
It's tough. Oh, man. I'm never going to live that down.
Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you next week with all new shows. Take care. People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, the beam of light hit the ground. Everyone felt the sound of their heartbeat. Every man, every woman, every child. They pierced the limits of imagination through the door to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes with the children of